Hello world and welcome to another episode of At The Movies with Colin Mill. I am your host Colin Mill and guess what? We're coming back from the movies. Now before we get into today's movie review, I want to go ahead and give you guys some new movie news. First, I want to start off with the new Terminator trailer, Terminator Dark Fate. This movie brings back two of the original stars from the first film. The trailer, I'm not going to lie, doesn't have me too excited. But at the same time, I do want to see Arnold and I do want to see Linda play the part from the original film. I mean, this film cancels out every Terminator film since Terminator 2. So I'm curious to see where they're going to take this story. You know, it's interesting how now they just drop films and they're like, yeah, that last one don't count. You know, like how they did with the Halloween reboot, how they're doing with, I believe they're doing the exact same thing with Ghostbusters right now. They're like, yeah, that last one don't count. We're just going to do Ghostbusters 3. So I think that's very interesting. Another trailer that they dropped recently is the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood trailer, which is the new Quentin Tarantino film, the ninth Quentin Tarantino film. And this film stars Margot Robbie, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Brad Pitt. And I think this film is going to be another one of those history retelling films that Quentin been doing lately with Django and Glorious Bastards. Because this one not focuses, but you can see the Charles Manson murders or the Charles Manson family play, a huge part in the storyline. I don't know whether, you know, Leo DiCaprio is going to have to escape Charles Manson's crazy family. I don't know where the storyline is going to go, but I'm very intrigued by this film. In other film news, turns out they're getting ready to remake the film Fear. Fear is a film that I saw a couple years ago. I bought it on DVD. I saw it had Reese Witherspoon. It had Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg on it. And I was like, what is this movie? It's a 1996 thriller, which is basically a teenage version of Fatal Attraction. They just flipped the script and made it a guy instead of a girl. Have you seen any film like Cable Guy, Greta, you know, Fatal Attraction? You know, any movie or Obsessed, you know, The Perfect Guy, you know, No Good Deed. Any movie where you've seen where, you know, somebody, you know, try to be nice to somebody or, you know, they start to fall for somebody, you know, thin line between love and hate, you know, and then, you know, slowly but surely that person goes crazy and then, you know, they're like, oh, I can't deal with this person. That's what Fear is. Right now, Amanda Stanberg from The Hate U Give is in talks to be in the film. I'm curious to see how this will turn out. Right now, Brian Grazer is set to produce it again. He produced the first one, I believe. And I'm very interested to see how this remake is going to look. I actually love Amanda. Amadella? I hope I'm not butchering her name. But I enjoyed her work in The Hate U Give. And I'm curious to see how she look in this film. Now, in other film news, there's a lot of Disney movies that's about to come out. A lot of Disney movies. So Disney released their motion picture schedule for the next couple of years. And, you know, the thing is, it's what I find interesting when I look at this list. I've seen all the Fox films on this list now. So, you know, you see Stuber or, you know, The Art of Racing in the Rain or even Spies in Disguise. You know, all those are not Disney properties. Fox, Dark Phoenix. If you go on Disney.com right now and go to the video, you'll see a whole bunch of ads from Dark Phoenix. You know what I mean? It's an interesting time right now. But they pushed back a couple films. So Kingsman, the untitled Kingsman movie, is now pushed to 2020. Mulan is in 2020. The New Mutant movie is in 2020. There's a new Cruella de Vil film that's coming in December 2020. You know, there's a whole, of course, just back-to-back Marvel movies coming out. But Avatar, which was supposed to come out, I think, next year, is now pushed back all the way to 2021. And the next Star Wars, we're not going to have another Star Wars movie for another 3 years. And then another Avatar, I believe, in 23. And another one in 2025. And then another Avatar in 2027. Basically, from 2023 to 2027, Disney's going to be going back and forth from Avatar and Star Wars. So we're going to be getting a lot of sci-fi adventure from Disney soon. And speaking of Disney, we got to talk about the new Disney movie, well, the new quote-unquote live-action remake of Aladdin. And my opinion of Aladdin movie is, I feel like this movie was karaoke at a Disney-themed costume party. You know what I mean? Like, recently I saw Dumbo in theaters, and it made me worried about these Disney live-action remakes. And this movie definitely also plays a part in that, you know? Now, This movie stars Will Smith and a few other people. And Will Smith really carries this film. I'm not going to lie to you guys. If it wasn't for Will, I wouldn't be watching this movie. Will is what kept me watching the whole film. It's what kept me from leaving the movie. You know, I'm not saying it's bad. I just wasn't as entertained until Will Smith showed up. And, of course, you know, all the spectacles, the CGI, the genie, and all that stuff. Whoever's engineering the music in these musicals, you guys need a raise, because they be taking these. Because I know Will Smith is not a great singer. I've never heard Will Smith sing. But I'm pretty sure of all these years we've heard Will Smith on the track. If, you know, if he was going to be Childish Gambino or Drake on the track, we would have heard it by now. You know what I mean? So I was, you know, I'm impressed by whoever's engineering these vocals in these films. I thought about that before when I saw Sweeney Todd with Johnny Depp. I was like, yo, whoever is engineering these musicals, they know how to make the average singer sound like they've been singing for years. You know what I mean? So, get those guys a raise, you know. I wonder if this movie is like the Disney equivalent of a Bollywood film. Bollywood musical sequences feel a little bit more organic than the musical sequences in this film after the initial opening song from Will Smith. You know, growing up when I was watching Tyler Perry plays with my friends on DVD, we would fast forward the singing parts, and I see a future of doing the same thing with this one. If you look at the musical short from Childish Gambino, Guava Island, you can see how the music blended with the narrative effortlessly. Here it feels like a Disney karaoke at an Aladdin themed costume party, you know, except for, you know, the musical numbers for, like, you know, Prince Alibaba or A Friend Like Me, which also, you know, you got this huge big band music and, you know, a whole lot of spectacle, you know, those were fun. But majority of the time when people start singing, it just felt like I was watching a karaoke and, you know, people were in, you know, these iconic Disney costumes. You know, it starts differently from the cartoon, but I have no problem with that. I didn't expect it to be exactly to the T. You know, they did add a new character to it, and I didn't have no too much problem with it. You know, I do question why they go so hard on trying to make things realistic, and then they do other things that's not so realistic. Like when I saw Dumbo, you know, they took out the talking animals, but I'm just like, if you guys trying to make things realistic, you know the movie's about a flying Dumbo, right? There's nothing realistic about that. And so, you know, it's moments like this when I'm watching a movie and, you know, like, there's a scene where, you know, you've seen an animated film as well, where the tiger, Jasmine's tiger, lick Aladdin. I'm like, in real life, don't tiger's tongue is, like, so strong they could literally lick off the flesh off a bone? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just nitpicking here. But, at first, I didn't like the action set pieces they started with. You know, I expected Guy Ritchie, you know, direction to be a little bit faster when it came to the chase scene and the opening. You know, compared to a Prince of Persia action sequence, or even some of the stuff that he did in his own films, like Sherlock Holmes, you know. I felt it was a little slow, you know. I've seen faster action sequences in Uncharted video games, but eventually it does pick up, especially during the scene when he goes get the magic lamp for the first time. You know, Guy Ritchie also do have that trademark slow motion shot. It does show up in his film, but it takes a while before it gets there. That's like maybe at the middle, almost the end of the film. The production design and CGI was wonderful, you know. Everything wasn't, like I said, wasn't super realistic, you know, but I didn't have too much problem with that, you know. As an adult, you know, you start realizing the horrible lessons that teach in Disney cartoons, like, it's only stealing if you get caught, or if you have nothing, you just gotta pretend to have everything. I don't agree with those messages, you know what I mean? Those are not the messages I would want my kids to get, you know what I mean? So, you know, make sure you talk to your kids about that if you bring your kids along. But I am glad that they have the theme of being yourself, though, and, you know, don't pretend to be somebody else. That I totally agree with, you know. Like I said, I wasn't enjoying the film until Will Smith showed up as the genie, you know, maybe because it reminded me of my best friend Julian, you know, and my best friend Julian, it's crazy because I'm like, you know, he dresses in drag, you know, he holds these drag events, and the moment I compared Will Smith's performance as genie to my best friend Julian when he's in drag, the moment I made that comparison in my mind, Will Smith shows up on screen in drag. I kid you not. The moment I thought about it, it happened. It happened. First time I've ever seen Will Smith in a dress since Wild Wild West. They made sure they kept that shot from the cartoon because Robin Williams was in drag. Well, the genie was in drag in the cartoon. So they had to make sure Will did it in the film. You know, and you know what it is when it comes to black men in dresses in Hollywood. And what can I say? I don't know what to tell you guys. But I'm not going to lie. If I didn't have my AMC stub list, after seeing this film, I would have been like, ah, man, I wish I just waited to see it on Disney Plus, you know. I don't think it was. I would have rushed to see this movie in theater, you know. And I'm a big Atlanta fan, you know what I mean? I watched the straight-to-DVD, well, the straight-to-video sequels. You know, I watched the Atlanta TV show they had at one point. Matter of fact, I have fond memories when I won a Aladdin video game from Radio Disney. It was the first prize I ever won, ever, from a radio. And I kid you not, my godsister, she stole the game from me. She told me she didn't take it from me. Then somehow, some way, it, quote unquote, magically appears in my laundry basket, all scratched up. Game never worked again. I never got to beat that game. So upset. But, you know, I have fond memories of Aladdin, and I was hoping to really like this film. And just like Dumbo, well, I like this film a little bit more than I like Dumbo. I don't know if I like it more than Jungle Book. You know, Jungle Book, I didn't think was a great adaptation, and that's only because they didn't have all the singing. And then here, they have all the singing, and I'm just like, oh, maybe it would work better with the less singing. I don't know. I guess I'm just going to be nitpicky because I enjoy the original. And, you know, this film is all right. I enjoy it. The cast did their thing. Guy Ritchie did his thing. You know, Will Smith, he had a big shoe to fill because, you know, you can't replace Robert Williams, but Will Smith was able to hold his own. You know, he created his own lane as a genie in this film, and I loved it. I loved it all the way. And like I said, guys, if I didn't have AMC Stubless, I probably would have waited to see it, saw it on Disney Plus. Most likely, I'm still going to see this film again in IMAX this time because I would like to see the Friend Like Me sequence again and the Prince Alibaba musical sequence, because those were just huge spectacles, big musical numbers, and I love musicals, you know. But like I said, you know, sometimes it didn't feel as organic as it could be. Like I said, look at any Michael Jackson music video. Look at, you know, them coming out of old school musicals, you know, Singing in the Rain, West Side Story, or just, you know, like I said, Guava Island, Childish Gambino. Look how effortless they were able to blend the music with the narrative, you know? So I wasn't feeling it here. But, you know, if you got a wifey, you know, or somebody that loved the original, you got kids that never seen it before, I say bring them along. I say it's a good time. You know, if you want a good spectacle, go for it, but just be prepared for the little nitbits in here and there where you start comparing it to the cartoon, because that happened to me a lot. Well, this was this episode of At the Movies with Colin Mill, and I'll see you guys next week at the movies. Later. Hey, world, we're back with another episode of Mac with Mal. So I took the gang to see Aladdin. Arabian Nights. Now, this is my fourth time seeing this film, but this is everybody else's third time.
No, it's my first time.
No, what did I say, third? Oops, I'm sorry. Third. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, guys. I'm sorry.
It sure is. It's 2:45.
All right. Well, what do you guys think about this film so far?
Will Smith stole the show. I kind of like, yo.
It's basically Hitch 2.
It's Hitch 2, but a little bit too much musical.
It's
but
a musical.
A little bit too much.
It's Disney.
I gotta get my opinions in there no matter what. So, hey. I still love the movie. I loved it. I loved it. Enjoy it. It reminded me of my childhood a little bit. So, that's all I gotta say. Great movie. Thumbs up. I think you should take your kids or spouse to see it. And happy birthday, babe.
Just don't take them 12:30 at night.
So, they go to sleep and shit.
We ran over here. We sped over here like flying. Like, we didn't care.
It's my fourth time seeing this movie. I stayed awake every time. I have not fallen asleep at all watching this film.
Boy, It was lit. The music was lit too. I ain't gonna lie.
It was a good movie.
But let's talk about these negatives real quick.
Yeah. You know, the first time I saw the movie, the first thing I walked away with feeling like, I felt like I saw it was like Disney karaoke. It was like a Disney Halloween party, and everybody was doing karaoke. That's how I felt like the first time I saw the movie, until Will Smith showed up, and then I didn't feel like that no more after Will Smith showed up.
Yeah, I thought the same thing too. Kind of. I'm not gonna lie.
Except for a Friend Like Me, Prince Ali, and A Whole New World, everything felt like karaoke to me.
But I like how they kept it kind of original though.
I like it how
they kept it original kind of right. In a way. Like, they didn't really change it up much.
I ain't gonna lie, I like how the beginning was too. It was trying to, like, his father was trying to tell him a story about his past, and I kind of like how he got the maiden
right. And
got something in the end, because remember,
spoiler.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Spoilers here, so.
But you know what the thing I thought that was crazy? Because they didn't keep the original opening, which was with the salesman trying to sell you all the crazy.
Like, I found that weird. I was like, oh boy, here we go.
Like, oh, yeah, I already switched things up.
We're already switching it up now.
You gotta try to switch things up, man.
But it turned out good. I liked it.
The only thing I wish is I just want more Genie. I just like see, like Genie. I'm okay with a Genie spinoff. Just have him show up in 2019 right. And somebody found it years later. Like, oh,
it's funny too because in the beginning of the movie, I was thinking like, yo, it'd be really cool if they do like an Aladdin 2.
Right.
Like I was like, yo, Will Smith will do it. He did his thing.
And it's crazy because they originally wanted him to be in Dumbo, and then he didn't. Yeah, I'm glad he didn't do Dumbo. No. He was perfect for this movie. Yeah. He was perfect for this film. What to call it? You know.
Would y'all give it a thumbs up for Robin Williams' blessings?
Robin would never get it. Because the thing is, he didn't try to step on Robin Williams' shoes. Yeah. You know, he basically did what he did as Will. He wasn't trying to be Robin.
He kept Robin and added his own flavors to it.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
I felt a lot of Fresh Prince vibe from this movie. Yeah. Like, Fresh Prince Will Smith movie.
Yeah, this movie was awesome. I loved it.
The only thing I probably feel weird about is, you know, just the small things that they changed, you know, like the parrot is not really talkative as much as he was before. Yeah. Now he's just a real parrot, you know what I mean? But it's like, why y'all try to make the small things realistic? Everything else is not realistic, but y'all want the small little details to count.
But that's the thing. The small little details is what make it, see, drop. That's the truth. The small little details make it fun. Like, come on, Iago, rock the lamp. Mm-hmm. No. All his talking and cracking on Jafar was the best part.
I hated Jafar, though. Jafar, I felt like they should have got somebody older or something. He was weak.
I felt like, yeah.
First, you have to understand the stash, man. They did the father props.
Even the dad. I mean, the dad was a little... In the original, he was more of a punk.
Yeah.
He kind of had a voice in this one.
I expected him to be more shorter and chubbier. You know,
yeah.
And he was just. At one point, I kept thinking he was Andy Garcia. I was like, "That's not Andy Garcia." No, that's not Andy Garcia. Am I right? Yeah, that's not him. I know that's not him. That can't be him.
What the fuck? How was his beard so fucking short? This makes no sense.
Jafar was way too young.
Jafar had that shit. Like he had that young man.
Term.
Like God, he's just so bad. And then he was like goofy. He felt like.
He felt like a clown. He felt like a punk. I'm like, move, Vlad. I got this. Move.
Like the way that Jafar was, like the father should have been.
Right.
Like more, you know, like a punk. Like just.
The father wasn't a punk. He was just. He just had that royalty buff back in the day.
But that's what I'm saying. In the animation, like he wasn't like that. He was just, you know, like let anybody do and say whatever they felt like doing and saying. Like
he had like a more softer voice. Like oh. Cheerios, right. Something small. Like
over here, he had a voice. He was like, no.
it's not happening, Jafar. He had the stern tone every once in a while.
No,
Jasmine,
he didn't.
Another thing that I didn't like was probably the bodyguard. Remember the bodyguard that was in the kid movie? He was like more muscular, bigger. Uh-huh. So like he's like the head honcho of everybody. Right. This one, he was like a little bit average to me.
One thing I want to ask you guys, what do you guys think about the music? Because maybe right before I saw the movie the second time, I read this article on Vice, and somebody was going hard on Will. Like, oh my God, Will ruined the soundtrack. Will was screaming the whole time. He was being so aggressive and da 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 da. And I'm just like, if you think Will Smith is aggressive,
they don't like black people.
Right? Like, you need to take a hard look in the mirror if you think Will Smith is too much for a Disney movie.
I think he killed it in the Prince Ali entrance.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
He killed it. I wanted to stand up and give him standing over. Like, I had to remind myself I was in the movie theater. It's like, nope.
Yeah, whoever did the audio engineering for these musicals, know what the fuck. Somebody give them a raise.
And the choreography was beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, the choreography was on point. The special effects was on point. The visual effects, the set design, the acting, the directing. The first time I saw the movie, I saw it in, like the way you guys saw it, in real D3D. And I felt like the beginning of the movie felt slow, like when he was being chased. Mm-hmm. But then I saw it again in... what it called IMAX 3D than regular with only 3D, and I saw it was a lot faster. So I don't know if did it feel slow for you guys in the opening when he was being chased by the guards in the
To me it wasn't to me, because when I was going through it, I'm in my mode, I'm like, yo, I just see everything, I'm like, it wasn't fast to me. I think it was normal speed.
Right.
It was normal for me.
Right.
I mean, now you're making me think about it. Like, I gotta look at it like, you know.
Because you gotta understand, I got two videos in my head now. I got this video, and then I got the old school video I'm playing in my head right now. So.
Right.
The cartoon version, I think, was a little longer, but...
They slowed it down a little bit.
It looks like it's about the same. I can't really taste it, because once it gets to... The big chick, still, I think he's rather tasty.
He just loves that part. That's his part.
So if there's one scene you had to pick out of the whole movie, what was your favorite scene?
Oh, shit. Oh,
I already told you mine. that Prince Ali entrance, that did it for me. I was like, all right, I'm good.
I've got to say friend like me.
I wasn't really feeling
it. It kind of reminded me of, ooh, I can't believe it. She all on me. Remember that music video? Yeah. I felt like that was the Disney version of that music video.
You dropped that beatbox, though?
Right? Can your friend do this?
Oh, no, that was me.
I was like,
I had a Men in Black moment with that one.
Feeling it myself.
Yo, seeing Will do this makes me want them to redo Kazam and put Will Smith in his place.
Yes.
Like, yo, let's erase the one Shaq did and let's just redo it with Will. Let's just redo it with Will. It can work. I see it. It can work.
Mm-hmm. And a little black boy said a little bit.
Right? It shouldn't even be a kid. It should be an adult. Like, just because look how well it worked with Aladdin.
We ain't doing history.